Dr. Van Merkel will take two off here every Saturday, 11 to noon, just before a big University of Dayton basketball game. So we're going to be a little bit short on the show today, only a half an hour, but it's going to be a great half hour. I am Dr. Merkel, doctor of chiropractic. I'm board certified in clinical nutrition, and I've been here in the Miami Valley for, a little over 40 years. Man, that's a long time. And right here behind this marvelous WHIO microphone for going on 30 years, and we have, it's truly been an honor and privilege to be on the radio here, and you can listen to it anytime on air, but also online at WHIO.com. And we have a couple of special guests with us again today. They were on a couple of times, they were on a couple of weeks ago, and we got a lot of comments from them. You know, I'm a little bit, I don't know, I'm not, annoyed's not the word, but it's like, people are commenting how much they liked you on the air more than me.
We might push you out of a job here on the radio. I don't know.
Introduce yourself, will you?
Good morning, guys. This is Hannah. I'm the office manager at Take Two Healthcare. And here with us also is...
Nikki. I am front desk and nutritional assistant.
Good to be here with you guys.
And we are recording this show. And you are able to go online in a couple of days. It'll be online where you'll be able to actually, we are recording it. And you'll be able to see these marvelous ladies as we do the show. And so just one of you, share with the audience what we do, who we are, that kind of thing.
Of course. So
where are we at?
At Take Two Healthcare, we do a little bit of everything in terms of nutrition. We offer nutritional testing, and we'll go into detail about that here in just a little bit. We do offer chiropractic, acupuncture, thermography. We offer a lot of great services that are provided from our doctors, Dr. Andrew Dyer and Dr. Natalie Yaley. Nikki, do you have anything to add to that?
I can add that once you come in, you're going to be greeted with a lot of positivity and support. And I think that is a great start to a health journey, no matter when you're starting.
And I would absolutely agree with that. These two are the just like ultimate positive, happy people. They're positive. They're going to greet with a smile, great energy. And it's really a joy to work with them and to have that kind of personality. And not just they're going to smile at you, but they truly care about the patients and people we see. And I'm just going to go, Dr. Dyer is board certified in nutrition. And he's also board certified in acupuncture. And a board certification is the highest level. And he's been with us, would you believe, 20 years. And Dr. Natalie Yaley is certified in thermography. And she's becoming quite an expert in thermography. She has actually lectured at the national level on thermography. And so we are just thrilled to have and the things that we can do. And one of the things that Hannah started talking about was testing. And I'm thinking about a basketball game and checking the score. And have you checked the score on your health? And I'm going to turn it over. I know you guys got some notes down. I'm going to turn it over to Nick.
Your radio show is checking, for example, in a basketball periodically. You don't wait until the end whenever you find out you're losing to realize periodically to make sure you're keeping up with your reasons, could be your family, your personal score, so that you're into some detail about ways that you can check your score. I think a lot of people think that they are perfectly healthy, have no major health concerns, but it is to have that testing done because, you know, you may have history, family history of cancers or family history of hormone imbalances or anything like that, that can slowly creep up within your own personal health over time. So again, it's important to check the score.
You definitely don't want to wait until you're feeling sick or sluggish until you start realizing that there may be a problem. You don't want to wait until it's too late. We have such a short life. Why would we want to spend it?
Absolutely.
Or unhappy or unhealthy.
I know you've worked here for a while. Nikki, you've been with us, what, 6 months, something along that line?
A little less than
Hannah,
6 months.
Hannah, about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And you've seen a lot of people get tested. Some very, very sick people, and then people like you who are just checking to see how they are. They look healthy, they're exercising and things like that. Have we ever found anybody that couldn't improve their health?
I would say... generally, the answer is going to be no. It really comes down to how much work the patient is willing to put forth, because yes, we can provide the answers to you. So let's say we run some blood testing, the doctors go through your results and find out that you have some deficiencies or some things that could just be improved upon. The next step is really going to be how much effort you are willing to put forth to better your health. It comes down to lifestyle and dietary changes, taking supplements. I mean, just little things over the course of, you know, your day-to-day life that can really help improve. So to answer the question, no, we really don't see people that don't improve. If we do, though, it's because they are not putting forth the effort and energy that is required to improve.
Oh, that's cutting it to the bone, isn't it? You know, yes. It's a matter of choice, isn't it?
It is.
It's a matter of choice, absolutely. And the choices you make. And so we do blood tests. How many people are low on vitamin D?
I think vitamin D and magnesium are like the highest vitamin deficiencies in the country, in the world.
So virtually
maybe.
Everybody's low on vitamin D, aren't they? Especially now, we got seasonal affective disorder, a lot of depression and things like that, where people need vitamin D or they're going to not feel very good.
Yes.
And so people are taking vitamin D and it's not working for maybe a couple of reasons. They're buying a bad quality vitamin or they're not taking enough, and that's why it doesn't matter how much you're taking. You got to test yourself to see if what you're doing is sufficient and if it's working. So everybody has things they can work on, even me, almost 67. Oh, and by the way everybody, is it this week, Nikki, or next week?
It's Monday.
Tuesday,
we've got a birthday coming up.
It's Tuesday. Can we Tuesday. I'll do a quick happy birthday shout out to Nikki.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Nikki.
And all you patients in there, give her a little note, a little high five or something to say happy birthday, Nikki. And so anyway, that's a good thing. But I'm 66, almost 67, and I'm on no drugs, and I'm in, I think, exceptional health for my age. I don't think exceptional. It's good health. It's just I've made better choices over the years. And choice is really the key factor. You don't end up with long-term bad health if you check the score, like Hannah was saying. If you check the score, you know if you're deficient, if your body's inflamed, if you're developing kidney or liver disease, or if you're developing cancer. If you check the score, you're going to know that long before it's bad enough to take drugs for. So that is what we do. Just briefly, I know you guys got some other notes. Bring it in. We got a short time here. I'll let you.
Yeah. So again, I mean, with checking the score, again, at Take Two Healthcare, we can run comprehensive blood tests. We can check your hair, your urine, your stool, all these different things that are going to give us different answers to tell us, you know, again, what you may be deficient in or things that may need to be improved upon. So I don't want to say a never ending list of things that we can test for, but it's definitely an extensive list that we are able to provide to our patients to get us some answers. Again, if you have specific health concerns or symptoms that you're experiencing, there are always answers. I hate when people come in and say that their primary care or a medical doctor of some kind is telling them they're fine. Your numbers are fine. They're within range or whatever the case is, but they're still experiencing these symptoms and they're just leaving, you know, they feel defeated. They feel like they don't have any answers. They're not getting any answers. There's nowhere to go. Well, we are here to help with that. So,
and it's not a general health program or a health wellness. It's tailored to you based on what your body needs. And I think that is the most important thing that you can't really get in general from a doctor. I feel like I haven't received that from my doctors, you know, so it feels nice to have something that is telling me exactly what my body needs so I know that I'm not overdoing it or underdoing it. I'm doing exactly what I need.
Exactly.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to mention just a couple things here. A medical doctor can only do what insurance pays for. And so they're not going to do these big panels and this extensive testing that we are because insurance won't pay for it. And the testing we do is, like Hannah was saying, very extensive. And we may do a cancer panel on you because most cancers will show up in the blood long before it's clinical. Heart disease, liver disease, kidney failure, all these diseases, lupus, MS, all these things have metabolic things we can see on the labs that are contributing toward it. Your doctor will tell you what you have lupus, you have psoriasis. They don't tell you why. Why do you have it? Well, they don't know. They said, well, we don't know, but that's what you got. And so they give you a drug to suppress the symptoms. What we're going to do is test you and find out why you more than likely have whatever disease you've got. Because there's a reason. If you're healthy, you won't have those problems. And that's why we check the score. There's lots of things we need to check. And so if you will test yourself, we're going to find these things long. Now, you might say, well, why aren't medical doctors finding things that we test for? A couple things. One, they don't test like we do. And the other thing, the ranges they use are different than what we use. And I know you've heard this, listeners out there, many times, but suppose you got a blood test that's 38. If you're over 38, you got a medical clinical problem. But if you're under 38, you're okay. Well, what we want everyone to do is check the score and get your baseline test. Because maybe there's a cancer marker and you tested it 3 years ago and it was 15. 15's good. And then 2 years ago you tested it, it was 22. Last year you tested it and it was at 29. You tested it this year, it's 35. Okay, ladies, is a medical doctor worried about a 35?
They are not.
Why not?
Because technically it is not within that outside of that clinical range. Their clinical range.
Correct. And but are the patients worried about it? Are you worried about it when you see that number going up?
Yes. Yeah. If you see something increasing, that is something to be concerned about. But whenever a medical doctor turns you away and says, let's not worry about it just yet, that's when we're like, okay, when do we start worrying about it? I'm worried now. Let's do something proactive.
Even as you mentioned last week in your show, watch and wait is not a great method to use, especially if you are seeing things that you're concerned about and your doctor's telling you, well, let's just watch and wait and see what happens. You had referenced a flat tire. You don't wait until your tire is completely flat before you realize there's something that needs to be done.
And there are many conditions that are right at 36, 37, 38. And they'll watch and wait. They'll say, well, we're just watching and waiting that kidney disease. We're just watching and waiting. You got chronic leukemia or whatever cancer, and it's not bad enough to treat. We'll just watch and wait. Well, what are they watching and waiting for?
Well, I can't say for sure, but I would like to think they're probably waiting for, again, for you to be outside that clinical range so then they can start recommending really, really horrible treatments and medications that I feel personally are going to deteriorate your health. I think a lot of medical doctors, again, because that's just the way of the world, is they're going to prescribe these medications that, you know, have listed that they are going to help reduce your cancer markers or help get rid of this cancer, you know, with radiation and chemotherapy and things like that. But there are other ways, again, before it gets to a point where it's bad enough, that we can get those markers down. So, I mean, from my experience, I mean, not that we don't have cancer or anything like that, but from my experience with my personal health, they are waiting for it to get to a point where they can hand you this bottle of prescription meds and say, here, take this, you will feel better. And I have never felt better from those.
Okay, let me be, for all the listeners out there, I want to be very clear. We don't treat cancer. We don't treat lupus, MS. We don't even treat heart disease or the common cold. Our philosophy is, if you get the body healthy enough, does it matter the name of the disease? I just put Nikki on the spot.
Failed miserably.
You have to speak right in the mic here, Nikki. Don't be shy. She's not shy, trust me. She's not shy. Yes, if you get healthy enough, does it matter the name of the disease? And that is our philosophy. I don't care if you got lupus, MS, heart disease. We even say end-stage cancers, end-stage people looking at a kidney or liver transplant that have actually gone into remission. And it's not because they have a treatment for that. We've seen cancers where people have days to live and they've gone into remission. Not because they got a magical treatment. It's because I know if the body gets healthy, it can restore itself virtually anything. Now we need to do a reset. It's time to take a break.
Yeah, so you're here with Hannah and Nikki, Dr. Van Merkel. You can reach us at take2healthcare.com or 937-433-3241.
We'll be right back after these messages.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell and Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Dayton area attorneys. 2689 Commons Boulevard, Suite 100, Beaver Creek, Ohio, 45431.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-293-7272. That's 800-293-7272. 800-293-7272.
Is your water as clean as it could be? Hi, Larry Hanskin here for Integrity Water Solutions. Don't put off improving your water. Let the water pros at Integrity Water Solutions provide a solution that's right for you, for your home, and for your health. For water without question, treat your water with integrity and call Integrity Water Solutions at 937-320-7460 today. Life is better with Connecticut Water.
Steve here from USA Insulation. For years I've been saying that heating costs in Dayton are just too high. I'm looking at this new article that just came out. Dayton is the ninth most expensive place in the entire country to heat your home. And every year, it gets worse. We're here to help stop this madness once and for all. We'll insulate your walls for only $99 a month, and that's interest-free. Give us a call, 228-3750 or usainsulation.net.
USA Insulation.
We took a vow to commit to real rarity and create the unforgettable. Something familiar, something rare, something new. Because your love is sincerely rare. James Free, the home of fine jewelry. We welcome all to experience the finest natural diamonds and rarest creations at James Free Jewelers. 3100 Far Hills Avenue in Kettering or at jamesfree.com.
Feeling lucky? Mark your calendar for January 27th at Miami Valley Gaming. It's your chance to play Push Your Luck. You could win free play up to $5,000 and cash up to $20,000. Or push your luck all the way to take home the $250,000 cash prize. January 27th at Miami Valley Gaming.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
We took a vow to commit to real rarity and create the unforgettable. Something familiar. Something rare. Something new. Because your love is sincerely rare. James Free, the home of fine jewelry. We welcome all to experience the finest natural diamonds and rarest creations at James Free Jewelers. 3100 Far Hills Avenue in Kettering or at jamesfree.com.
Steve here from USA Insulation. For years I've been saying that heating costs in Dayton are just too high. I'm looking at this new article that just came out. Dayton is the ninth most expensive place in the entire country to heat your home. And every year, it gets worse. We're here to help stop this madness once and for all. We'll insulate your walls for only $99 a month, and that's interest-free. Give us a call, 228-3750 or usainsulation.net.
USA Insulation.
Does your water softener still leave you with questionable water, hard water spots, or iron stains? Hi, Larry Hanskin here from my friends at Integrity Water Solutions. For a whole home solution that's right for you, your home, your health, and water without question, call Integrity Water Solutions today at 937-320-7460. Treat your water with integrity and have water as clean as it can be. Life is better with Kinetico Water.
Staying rather cold today with the wind chill advisory through the noon hour, and we will find a few lingering flurries as well into the afternoon with temperatures topping out only in the upper teens. I'm Storm Center 7 weather specialist Nick Dunn for Dayton's Severe Weather Station, 1290 at 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. You are listening to Take Two Healthcare on WHIO. You are here with Hannah and Nikki and Dr. Van Merkel, and we are discussing checking the score.
Definitely wanted to take an opportunity to talk about the baseline testing. It's recommended to get it at least every year with our clinic. This panel can cost anywhere from $2,000 to $2,300, but it's got just about everything you need to check your score and maintain a healthy look at what your body is doing. We've got the, of course, our initial testing, which is blood, hair, urine, and stool. Our comprehensive blood panel checks over 50 different markers. In addition to that, we offer, included with our baseline testing, a cancer profile, a hormone panel, heart panel. Hannah, is there anything I'm forgetting?
Yes, we definitely, with our baseline testing, you do get a lot that is included. And we do like to put it into perspective. So whenever we give you a price of, you know, $2,000 to $2,300, people may say, wow, that seems like a lot of money. However, if you are going to a medical doctor's office and asking them to run the same exact testing that we are running, first of all, I'd be surprised if they are able and willing to do it for you. The reason being is because insurance is hardly going to cover any of that. Plus, your deductible alone is going to be more than that $2,300 price quote. So I do like to say this as well, that again, you may not have any symptoms or think that you have any health issues, or you could have a lot of serious health problems. And the good thing about that is they can have simple and safe solutions to getting you results, getting you answers. And again, at Take Two Healthcare, we can help you get some answers, help give you a protocol for how to proceed with living your best and healthiest life. And I think that, you know, if you haven't been with us before, it's going to be a great place for you to start. We are Hannah and Nikki with Take Two Healthcare.
And we are located in the Royal Swiss Village on Far Hills Avenue. You can find us at take2healthcare.com. That's the number 2. And you can call us and schedule an appointment at 937-433-3241.
Do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk, call a friend, come in and get tested. Go UD. And by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.